Welcome back to Hero Talk with Talix and Trev. I'm Talix.
And I'm Trev.
And today, we're going Super Saiyan. Because we're talking about Dragon Ball Z Resurrection F. And that's a lot of letters. But we're going to get into it. Okay, you got a joke?
Yes, I do.
Okay, what's your joke?
The movie should have been called Resurrection FFF. Fail for Frieza.
That's good. That's good. I got another one. What do you call an angry broccoli?
I don't know.
A vegetable. Okay, so I would feel remiss, so to say, if I didn't explain how I felt about Dragon Ball, just kind of like in the beginning of this episode, so that way we can kind of go on without it being any conflict. So if anything I've said before, overall, I think that Dragon Ball Z is not the best show around. Overall, it's just not the best show around. Now, admittedly, growing up, it was one of the few anime shows that I got a chance to watch, along with Sailor Moon and stuff like that. But you know, when I was younger, it was a lot better. It was cool. It was fresh. And I think so far as the story-wise, the series really stopped progressing once it got to Cell. Like, you know, that Frieza, first time them fighting Frieza, the Namek saga and stuff, and then the Cell saga, the Cell games and stuff like that. I think that those were the pinnacles of the story because you had different things kind of going on. Within the Frieza arc, you had Goku finally going Super Saiyan, them finally getting Vegeta onto their side. So it was like the story was progressing and stuff, new stuff was happening. And within the Cell games, we had Goku passing the torch on to Gohan to where the new person to basically be the lead would come in and the story would take a new light. It would take a new direction, but it went back to the same thing with the Buu saga. All of a sudden, Goku came back. Even when Gohan went super awakened for him, it was Gohan came back, Goku came back. And because it was initially supposed to be that Saiyans were strong, but when they had children with other races, it was supposed to make those children even stronger than the original Saiyans. So Trunks was supposed to be stronger than Vegeta. Gohan was supposed to be stronger than Goku.
Goten was supposed to be stronger than Goku.
Yeah.
Or was it Gohan? Okay.
Yeah, both of them. But initially it was Gohan that was the strongest one out of everybody, but then they kind of went back on it. And so the story gets repetitive. It's the same thing. Everybody waits, and they even make a note of it in the movie this time where Krillin says, "Oh man, Goku, it would be nice if you showed up at the beginning of the fight sometime," because it's all the same thing. It's that all the other people, they come in and they fight the little people. Then one of the stronger bosses come out. Usually that's the one that Vegeta fights. And then when the big boss come out, Vegeta loses. Goku comes out, saves the day, rinse and repeat, rinse and repeat. That's pretty much what Dragon Ball Z is. Dragon Ball GT, Dragon Ball Super. It's all just waiting on Goku to show up with his new power level and to win. That's about it. So
After dying
a couple of times. So just understand that I think there are much better anime out there to watch. And I think that the fight scenes a lot of times get kind of boring because it's the same thing. It's just like rapid punches and kicks at each other. It's like there's no differences in fighting styles. It's not like one person's using like a Krav Maga while another person's using like a tiger style or another person's using a praying mantis. It's like all the same fighting styles for everybody. And then they just throw power beams at each other. And that's it. I mean, and that's in general why I say that it's not the best. But at the very same time, we at Hero Talk have fun watching stuff, even if we don't feel it is always the best. And we can always find fun things within stuff.
Oh, and it's just a little weird that they didn't get a reward for most yell anime with the most yelling and hair dye.
It's a bunch of yelling and hair dye. And also, they keep recycling the same bad guys. Like, how many times we've had a Broly movie already, and we're going to get another Broly movie, in which we're eventually going to do the Broly movie. And we've had rehashes with Frieza. We've already had Frieza multiple times. I mean,
three times.
And even with the new, when we're talking about, we're eventually going to go and get to the to the universe tournament, you know, and it's the same thing. Just wait on Goku to end it. It's just like, it's a small thing that was a tweak. But that's pretty much how we feel. Now, I know this has been 5 minutes of us kind of going in on Dragon Ball Z. So now let's go back to having fun, okay? So I guess you got an improv?
Yes, I do.
Okay, let me hear it.
Frieza!
Yeah, that's half the movie. But first, Kakarot, we must talk about how you are so lazy and you don't apply yourself that you leave yourself open to any attack. I, Vegeta, the Prince of all Saiyans, am the one who will win this fight. And you know why? Because I have trained my whole life to do this. And somehow, I always end up being second fiddle. It really grinds my gears, Kakarot.
When did that happen?
It doesn't. That's why it's an improv. I can make it up.
Oh.
Okay, so let's get into it. Who's the MVP of this movie for you?
Me? The MVP is, I'd want to say Goku. No, Whis. Yes. There would be no planet Earth for Goku to save if he didn't rewind time.
Understandable.
So, Goku would be everybody's choice because he's the best in everything. But, if Whis didn't go back 3 minutes, then let's just say we don't have to worry about bad guys.
Understandable. That's a very, very, very astute choice. But I'm going to build on your choice. Because my choice for the MVP, Bulma. Because had it not been for Bulma bringing up the snacks, luring Whis and Beerus to Earth, you know, giving them the pizza, having the strawberry ice cream ready for them when they got to Earth, they would have never came. And had they not been there, they couldn't have rewound the time because he said he only had 3 minutes, right? And so had it been like 3 minutes later, he showed up 4 minutes later that the Earth was destroyed, wouldn't have been able to do nothing. So, Bulma, MVP.
Well, now that we're done with the MVP, let's go into MVL. Mine is God of Destruction, Beerus.
There's no way you're going to talk about how. How?
Yeah. Because first he gets mad at them for interrupting his sleep. Then he just snacks around on pizza and then yells some more. Then he goes to Earth and start getting mad at Whis because of strawberries. And they're just fighting over it. And then eating sundae. And then just letting Frieza and Goku fight when he can just wipe out everything. It makes just no sense.
I mean, we know Beerus is kind of lazy. He don't like to do nothing until he likes to destroy stuff like that. So, I guess it's kind of within his character, but to do that stuff, you know, so he kind of could have stopped all this stuff from happening in the first place. So I can understand your viewpoint in that.
He could have just blinked and Frieza's gone. And you're over there getting mad because of strawberries. That's ridiculous.
I feel you on that one. So my MVL has to be Krillin. Because it's simple. Like, it's like, okay, Krillin, your wife, Android 18, is stronger than you are. Even after all your training, she's still stronger than you are, but you wanted to be cool, get your little hair cut, and then go hang out with the boys. You could have had the Earth destroyed because you being stupid out here trying to be tough. telling Android 18 she needed to be home watching a little girl. No, you need to be home watching a little girl while she goes and brings home the bacon. Because you can't cut it, man. I'm sorry. Like, it's a good thing that she likes you and she thinks that you're so cool, like she said. But at the very same time, man, come on now. Come on now.
Well, I mean, I kind of had to. I mean, it was sort of Beerus and Gohan. I just want to say Gohan. I mean, sure, he has a good fighting scene. Then, one punch from Frieza, not even powered up, he almost dies. And then sits there, balls his fist, and stares at his dad.
Yeah. Yeah, he could have done a lot better. He needed to be trained.
Just went Super Saiyan for half of 5 seconds.
And that's the same thing about it. It's like ever since he went Super Saiyan 2 when he was fighting against Cell, Gohan has been on a decline. Like, he ain't as strong as he used to be. Like, yes, of course, within the Buu saga, he got the Ultra Unlimited Potential, stuff like that. But at the very same time, it's just like he always slacks off. And I know his character doesn't like to fight. I know he's more of a scholar than anything. But it's just like you know that this universe and that all these things are filled with superpower beings that could come to the Earth at any given time. You know this. And yet you still let it just go. Like, you don't even try to stop it. I can understand y'all feed it. That's definitely a situation where we can have an MVL.
Let's go into settings.
All right, so what's your favorite setting?
My favorite setting was when you saw all the warriors beat up and everything, and you saw Big Red Ray, and then you just had everybody backing up, and they looked ready to fight, and then you just saw Frieza like this. It was awesome.
So it's just kind of like the place where he kind of like cleared all the area out?
Yeah.
Okay. My favorite setting was on the training planet, just to kind of see like the place where Beerus kind of like stayed at and slept at and stuff like that. And so, like, I thought that was pretty cool setting. Like, it was like a square that was in space, like an inverted pyramid that was in space that they trained on and stuff like that. So I thought that was pretty cool. And plus, it has two suns, which just kind of reminds me of Tatooine from Star Wars. So that was pretty cool. All right, so let's talk about favorite costumes. And my favorite costume has to be the updated Frieza Force armor of Vegeta, or Saiyan armor, or I'm kind of confused on that part, because sometimes they say it's Saiyan armor, sometimes they say it's Frieza's armor, and sometimes it has Capsule Core on it. So it's kind of like, but Vegeta's outfit with the classic Saiyan armor style, with the black undertones, with the tunic that kind of like goes a little bit around the sides of his hips and stuff like that. I thought that was a pretty cool update to the classic look of him having the blue undertones and everything like that. So that was my favorite costume. How about you?
I keep going back and forth. But I would say Golden Frieza, when he was about to lose his power, it made him look like he was getting bigger and then get smaller, and then regular size, and then just kept going bigger. Because he used to look normal, just golden. But then he actually looked like he was getting bigger, but losing his power. And then he just got back to his normal. It was just cool. Like Golden Frieza Hulk version.
Okay. You said you had another one?
Yeah. It was the, I also liked the Vegeta armor. It was good.
Yeah, it was pretty good. It was pretty good. I agree with you on that. All right, we talked about best dress. Who's worst dressed?
Beerus. He woke up, he had just the white.
Oh, he's talking about the nightgown.
Like the white sheet, nothing on it.
Yeah, that was pretty bad. I would say worst dressed has to be Gohan.
Oh,
come on, wow. The green tracksuit, that's lame, Gohan. You gotta have your gi or something, at least looking decent.
Like, you could at least see if Piccolo had another one of those.
You know good and well Piccolo had some extra ones. Come on, man. That was it. Okay, so let's talk about our favorite scenes. What's yours?
Kamehameha.
Which one? The one that ended or the one... Which one? Because he did a couple of them.
I liked all of them.
Okay.
My favorite, basically the whole movie.
My favorite scene was the one where Vegeta goes Super Saiyan God and he's advancing on... Was he go Super Saiyan Blue? Like God Blue. And he's advancing on Frieza. And Frieza's trying to use all of his energy balls, and he's just like, nothing's working. Like, nothing's working. Vegeta's just, like, curb stomping him and everything like that. And I think that was my favorite scene because it was just like, finally, Vegeta gets a win. It's like, normally he always loses somehow, even though he's training just as hard as everybody else. But finally, he gets a win, and then what do? They just erase it and put in Goku as the winner again. That was stupid. That was so stupid.
Okay, we're at that don't make no sense. Mine is just what Talik said. I mean, they're just gonna, he had the win and he was gonna release the blast, but then everyone just yelling with the rocks coming up. The rocks coming up wouldn't really mean nothing to him, but everybody just yelling, like, wah! It just distracted him. And, well, the earth was gone. But then, goodbye. Who cares? Let's go do it all again and make Goku the best again.
You know, it don't make no sense. Also, is that you've got the Frieza Force. They all come out and they're all doing their thing and all this stuff. Like, why are y'all still toying around with these people? Why don't y'all use y'all best weapons, destroy everybody at the beginning of it because they weak, and get it over with? You do all this playing around, all this loading up. Well, I got to get stronger. I got to use my full power. And that's, I'm just like, it's the same formula for every fight. Everybody fights at half energy. And then they either take off they weighted clothing or they power up to their new level and then they fight. It's just like, that don't make no sense. Why would you wait around when you know people can destroy Earth, which is why Frieza got it. Well, actually, this was a situation in which Vegeta did not take no time to gloat. He was about to end it, but Frieza just got it off first. And it just don't make no sense that people would take so much time to try to get these fights off like that.
I did not see Gohan use one useful blast.
Yeah, he's just like trying to like be nice and not end hurt people, but it's just like some. They are trying to destroy the Earth.
Like, and you're over here punching people in a tracksuit.
It's like, come on, man. All right, now it's time for It Couldn't Be Me. Now I'm telling you who it couldn't be me. Now, as soon as I heard that Frieza gotten destroyed or whatever, yeah, I would have signed up for the little Frieza thing because I knew they weren't going to be doing that. And I'd have got me a nice paycheck for just flying around the galaxy, not doing too much in them because we ain't got too much no leadership now because everybody's gone. Now, as soon as I heard Frieza show up, it couldn't be me. I quit. He got to come find me. And since he's trying to go after Goku, he don't care about me. I'm going to go find me a little nice planet to go chill out on. Probably do some fishing or something like that. Because you ain't finna send me down to Earth to go fight no Saiyans that done already beat Frieza. I can't beat Frieza. I definitely ain't finna go fight the people that beat Frieza already.
You have a point. But it couldn't be me. Mine was Beerus. Snacking around all day when you have the power with a blink to erase every problem that has ever, and you're over here just eating a sundae, getting mad about strawberries. The world is about to end, and you're seriously picking someone, just one person, to come with you just because they can make food. First off, you don't have the ingredients that Earth has, and you're just throwing it all away.
That's a good point. Now time for a new segment. This new segment is called, now that's funny. And so in this segment, we're just going to point out stuff that we found that was funny within whatever it is that we're watching. And today, my that's funny is going to kind of relate to your pick for Beerus in the Couldn't Be Me. Because he said, you know, Bulma, I'm not going to let you get destroyed, you know, just make sure you stick close to me. And all the other characters just like sliding over, just like, oh, well, let me get on close to you then. Because I ain't trying to get destroyed. which actually turned out to be funny to be true, because at the end when everything got blown up, they were safe because they was right over there by Beavers. Everybody else got blown up. So that was funny to me.
Mine sort of relates to that. It was like the scene right after that. Jocko was like, can you ask Beerus if I could get a picture with him? He was like, Bulma was like, son, you gotta ask him yourself. Not my fault if you get obliterated. He was like, nope, never mind.
That was funny. Yeah.
So, our debate topic is who should have been left behind? Goku or Vegeta? Personally, I think Goku.
Okay, explain to this. Why Goku?
Because, first things first, if Goku wasn't there in the first place, Frieza wouldn't come the first time. No, the Saiyans wouldn't have come the first time. Then, all that commotion got Frieza coming, which got Cell coming, which got Boo coming, all the way down to Dragon Ball Super, and then back to, and then Dragon Ball GT, Dragon Ball Super, and then all the way back to Dragon Ball Z. He's the problem. He did all of this. If he was just left behind and there was any more villains, they could just go to another planet. The villains, they wouldn't even try to go against Vegeta. And there. That settled.
That's actually a pretty good argument. I ain't got to. That's a pretty good one. But I'm going to say Vegeta on my case, just because I'm going to say that had Vegeta not shown up, then the rest of the Earth pretty much would have been not having to deal with a whole bunch of stuff. Like, Cell wouldn't have been as strong as he was because he wouldn't have had Vegeta's DNA to be able to pull off of. Dr. Gero wouldn't have been able to use it to be able to build Cell and stuff like that. And also, because of Vegeta, Majin Buu was able to kind of get to his full form at the end just because of Vegeta being ridiculous and trying to overcome Goku and basically giving himself over to the dark side to be even darker than he was. And so it's just a lot of times, a lot of these situations get worse just because Vegeta's there. Like, Vegeta antagonizes the situation instead of ending it. And which in this case, in this particular movie, he did not do that. But usually that's his MO. He usually makes everybody else mad or kind of gives, like he gave the androids a chance to get away, or he'll give people a chance to get back to full power, or he'll just say, oh, you got another power level? Let me see what your power level looks like. And then he gets curb stomped after he looks at another person's power level when he should have gotten rid of the person at the first place. And so while I do think that Goku causes a lot of problems because he As being Goku draws that conflict to him, Vegeta antagonizes the conflict once it's there and does not get it taken care of soon enough in most cases.
But if Vegeta wasn't there, then just think about it. Krillin wouldn't have been able to dodge that blast. And then, he would have had to join Frieza. And then Goku would be dead. So, there's no other choice.
Because then, if we think about it, Goku caught heart disease. And had it not been for Vegeta being there, then Trunks wouldn't have been born. And if Trunks wouldn't have been born, he couldn't have brought back the heart medicine for Goku to be alive and still, yeah, you're kind of right. Yeah, that's yours. All right, time for super upgrades, in which I think we kind of been talking about super upgrades the whole show, really. But my super upgrade would have just been to bring in a new villain and let Vegeta and Goku be off on another planet fighting and let the other people take care of it for once. Let Piccolo get him a win in. Let Gohan get him a win in. Let Tien get him a win in.
Okay, so Resurrection F, they'd have to bring in a villain called Front Face.
Doesn't matter. Just bring him in. Let him do something. Give him the time to shine. We done fought Frieza 3 times already.
My super upgrade is on honestly, I want Piccolo to go back to normal. He had this very funny moment. He said, I have a present.
Oh, he gave him the weighted clothes and they got fell down?
And he said, what? And then he was like, I can't forget you.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
I want him to go back to normal.
Okay. All right, time for rate it or hate it. So between 0 to 5 Dragon Balls, what do you give Dragon Ball Z Resurrection F?
I give it a 4.9.
A 4.9. So you're almost giving this a 5. Why?
Funny. It was funny. Piccolo seemed less... They made all the characters happier. Like, Goku almost died, and he's laughing, saying, good luck, have a good time. And then, Piccolo is just making jokes with padded armor. And then, Vegeta. He changed so much. And then Whis, he just got faster. They didn't even show a scene where he had a marker, except for after the fact that he signed it.
Okay, so my rating, I would give it a 2.5 to 3, kind of in that range. It was cool to kind of get to see all the characters together again, and it was kind of cool to kind of get to see, you know, the golden Frieza form and stuff like that, and to kind of have Frieza back and stuff like that. But at the very same time, I felt it was kind of like formulaic, but at the very same time, I thought it was also good that Vegeta got him a win. So, you know, three. Okay, it's 3. I'll give it a solid 3. All right?
Okay. Do-do-do-do, fun facts. I have a few fun facts. One fun fact is that the movie came out in 2015. And that after going into Dragon Ball Super, they went back to Dragon Ball Z. because he went Super Saiyan God in Super, went Super Saiyan Blue in Super. Then, as you notice in the title, Dragon Ball Z Resurrection F. And my last one, the Resurrection F, Resurrection OF. It should be Resurrection OF, Resurrection of Frieza. The F stands for Frieza. You see, he got resurrected, and his name starts with an F.
Excellent. Good job. My only fun fact for today was when Goku was fighting Frieza, he did what is called like a one-inch punch, where he kind of like, he put his fingers against Frieza's chest, and then he just did like a quick, real quick punch. And that was just paying homage to Bruce Lee, because he supposedly had a one-inch punch that was so strong it could knock you across the room. And so that was my fun fact. Okay, so let's roll up with the news. Now, when we got news coming in, we're going to keep on rolling in. We got the new year. We got a couple of new things we're going to kind of keep rolling in. If there's any segments that you guys like or that you want to add to it, just those definitely hit us up at Hero Talk 1 on Twitter, with Heroes Up with HeroTalkTT@gmail.com. Don't forget the store. We're going to have this link in the show notes. We're going to have a lot of fun this year. We're going to keep going, keep on rolling, keep on growing. And we want you guys to stay here with us. One of the newer shows or newer movies we're planning on doing in the next couple of weeks is going to be Aquaman. So be on the lookout for that one. We're definitely going to finish up with the Harry Potter series within the next month or so as well. We got a couple of things we got coming down the pipeline, so kind of be on the lookout for that. We got all kinds of fun things, and if it's something that you guys feel that we should look at, most definitely hit us up. I saw a information drop the other day said that they're going to drop a new Netflix series called Carmen, Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego, which is kind of a throwback to my childhood, to which we're definitely going to cover in a future episode. So,
once we get the Harry Potter going, but we'll see if we can do Fantastic Beasts.
Oh, yeah, Fantastic Beasts and Crimes of Grindelwald. We're going to definitely have to hit those up. So I think that that's it for the news. And so this has been Hero Talk with Talix and Trev. I'm Talix.
And I'm Trev.
And when there's a hero,
we talk.